Let me quickly offer you three reasons why taking quiet time or rest, R-E-S-T, can be one of your most powerful spiritual weapons. Number one, it reduces stress and anxiety. Taking quiet time allows your body and mind to relax, which can help reduce levels of stress hormones such as cortisol and adrenaline. Studies have shown that practices like scriptural meditation and prayer activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which promotes feelings of calmness and reduces anxiety. Number two, improved mental clarity and focus. Engaging in rest before the Lord and quiet reflection can enhance cognitive function and improve mental clarity. Research suggests that regular mindful of God practices, which often involve being still and present in the moment with God, just being still and listening is what I call it, listening to the Lord, can increase your attention span, your memory, and decision-making capabilities and abilities. Enhanced emotional regulation is number three. Spending time in stillness fosters emotional awareness and regulation, enabling you to manage your emotions more effectively. Do you want that? Studies indicate that mindful of God practices can help regulate mood, decrease symptoms of depression, and increase emotional resilience in the face of challenges. And you may be saying, but how, Victoria, how do I be still before God? How do I know that He is God? That's what we're going to unpack in this episode. And be sure to stay tuned to the very end because I have a 7-day free challenge opportunity coming up that you're not going to want to miss. Hey there, I'm Victoria, a certified Christian life coach, author, motivational speaker, and university educator, and I am obsessed with helping you navigate through life's ups and downs so that you can live day by day in God's peace despite the many external demands on your time and energy. The Choose to Think Inspirational podcast is about the delicate dance between God transforming you from the inside out and your personal responsibility for change, maturity, and refinement as a Christ follower. On the show, I'll help you connect the dots between your faith and your life in practical, meaningful ways while giving God room to do what only He can do, and so that you can shine your light for Christ and be better equipped to serve your family and help others around you. You can change every area of your life, one thought at a time. Welcome back to the Choose to Think Inspirational podcast, Brain Changer. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Choose to Think Inspirational podcast. It's Victoria here. The mug I'm drinking from right now happens to say, "Be still and know." And that's from Psalm 46. You know that, don't you? And that's actually the topic of today's episode. What does it really mean to be still before the Lord and know? Do you struggle to slow down, let everything go slack in your life, surrender control, so to speak, and simply be still? Gosh, I do sometimes. Would you agree with me that being still is a Christian discipline, one that is worthy to be practiced? Elizabeth Elliot said, quote, "Rest is a weapon given to us by God. The enemy hates it because he wants us to be stressed and occupied." Isn't that powerful to think of rest as a weapon given to us by God? There are lots of reasons that you and I may avoid resting. Perhaps you're overstimulated when you try to rest. Your environment may be cluttered or noisy or not quite cozy. There's just too much going on around you for you to slow down and rest. Maybe you're an otherwise hyperactive individual. You may even be combating ADHD, for example, as an adult, and sitting still is an overwhelming concept to you. Or perhaps you're worried and stressed, anxious about so many things in your life, so you use busyness as a distraction. You've heard the acronym for busy, right? B-U-S-Y, burdened, under, Satan's yoke. Well, I choose busyness sometimes because it keeps me distracted from having to deal with hard thoughts and emotions. I can avoid them in a way. In other words, if I become still, then I have to face uncomfortable issues in my life. Or even have to just admit that I can't quite control everything that I'm trying so hard to control. Ironically, being still and knowing God would be the very best action for me to take, especially if I'm feeling anxious or stressed. And I'm not the only one. Look at the sisters, Martha and Mary. Martha was bothered and anxious. She kept herself busy serving Jesus and others instead of sitting at Jesus' feet. The word anxious in this quote I'm going to read you in just a moment, the passage, means distracted. And in this case, she was distracted away from what mattered the most. So listen to this conversation from Luke chapter 10. Martha had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was continually listening to his teaching. But Martha was very busy and distracted with all of her serving responsibilities. And she approached him and said, "Lord, is it of no concern to you that my sister has left me to do the serving alone? Tell her to help me and do her part." But the Lord replied to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered and anxious about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, that which is to her advantage, which will not be taken away from her." Wow. So my question for you and me today is, are you choosing the good part, that which is to your advantage? Are you still before Jesus? When was the last time that you rested, really rested, at his feet and just listened to him? To be still and know that God is God means to relax, sink, that verb be still, to let it drop, and just picture releasing all your concerns and worries in this case. It means to show yourself slack, which can mean lazy to some extent. It's a surrender, a withdrawal, an abating. When was the last time that you positioned yourself in this way, completely slack? Some translations more emphatically say, cease striving and know. Well, can you stop striving? Stop trying to control everything? Stop trying to manage your life perfectly? Can you release the reins and drop to your knees to listen to what God might be whispering to you? Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey? Get your copy of the Choose to Think 365-Day Devotional by yours truly. It's a powerful guide to renewing your mind and living your best thought life, featuring scripture-centered devotionals endorsed by Christian songwriter Jenny Owens and applauded by Sherry White of the Messy Christian blog, who says, "This is a game changer for our Christian walk." Dive into 5-minute daily segments covering faith, purpose, relationships, emotional health, and physical wellness. But that's not all. Complete your journey with the Choose to Think Companion Journal. Document your reflections, share with a partner or group, and celebrate every thought-by-thought transformation that you enjoy. This is your chance to supercharge your brain and start living your best thought life today. Click the link in the show notes to peek inside and order your devotional and companion journal now. This combo makes a wonderful gift for you to do with your loved ones or in a group of friends or in your small group. Your transformation begins with a single thought. Isn't it time you choose to think? Get your copy today. Boy, my brain or my thoughts can turn me in 1,000 circles and wrap me up in knots like a gazillion pretzels. It's no wonder it's hard for me to be still. If I stay busy, then I don't have to surrender these issues to God. I don't have to process them. I don't have to put them or vet them against God's truth. I don't basically have to deal with them. I simply keep holding on to them. I carry them on my back, creating my own yoke in this way. Staying busy and not slowing down keeps me from dealing with my emotions and all that junk on my back, because when I do slow down, I'm then face to face with my own weaknesses, ineptness, possibly my own sin, and a whole lot of fear and anxiety that I've been holding on to. So instead of being still and leaning in to listen to my Heavenly Father, in so many ways, I'm a Martha. I'm not choosing the good part. Daily, I put myself at a disadvantage as I attempt to do my life. I often say that God is at the helm, but is he really at the helm when I have refused to be still and acknowledge him? Psalm 46 is attributed to the sons of Korah, and they were a group of Levitical singers and musicians who played a significant role in the worship practices of ancient Israel. The sons of Korah composed several of the Psalms. I've even read some of them to you before on the show. Well, the references and the historical backdrop are speculative. But nevertheless, we could say that Psalm 46 is a powerful expression of trust and confidence in God's protection and sovereignty. You're going to hear all of that in just a moment. Scholars suggest the psalm could have been written during a time of crisis and likely during King Hezekiah's reign in Judah when the Assyrians besieged the fortified cities of Judah, including Jerusalem. Yet, Hezekiah and the people of Judah stood strong and placed their trust in God's deliverance amidst overwhelming adversity. The imagery of God with his people in the midst of earthquakes, wars, and chaos underscores the unwavering nature of his presence and power. Some scholars suggest that Psalm 46 was penned to reflect the returning of the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem during the reign of King David. Now, the Ark, you know, represented the presence of God among his people, and its return to Jerusalem would have been a cause for celebration and thanksgiving. Psalm 46 could have been composed to commemorate this event and to affirm the faith of the Israelites in God's protection and provision. But in any of these cases, or all of them, this psalm is a timeless message of trust in God's sovereignty and protection. And it continues to resonate with you, with me, with so many believers as we face trials and challenges in every generation, including ours. Well, I'm not sure what your earthquakes are, what battle you are waging these days, what chaos you face, if your horizon appears, you know, really kind of bleak and dark. I don't know what you're looking at, what kind of overwhelming adversity and hardship you are facing. But against any of these backdrops, can you make it a point today to be still and know God, to listen to him? And I know that seems really hard, you know, because the baby's screaming, the pots are boiling, the dog is chasing the UPS guy, you forgot to pay the cell phone bill on time, and your brother's calling you, asking you for help. You walk to your home office, and then you step on a dog chew bone and slightly twist your ankle. You're becoming increasingly irritable and disgruntled, stressed and anxious about how to keep all these balls that you are juggling in the air. But Jesus's message to you and to me, even in the mess and motion of life, is to be still and know. Can you do this? Well, I'm going to read the psalm, Psalm 46, and then I'll meet you on the other side with a few ideas of what you and I both can do today to step out in our crazy lives with the good part. We want to have every advantage offered to us as a 21st century Christian. And if we really want to take advantage of God's presence in our life, we need to stop, to slow down, to be still and know that God is God. And that's going to involve listening to what he's speaking so tenderly and gently to your heart. Psalm 46, the NIV version. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And this is the word of the Lord. So, what are a few practical items that you and I both can do to be still and know God today? Number one, set aside quiet time. Designate a specific time each day to spend in quiet reflection and prayer. This could be early in the morning before your day begins, during a lunch break if you're busy at work, or even in the evening before bedtime. Just create a peaceful environment free from distractions where you can commune with God. You can even set your timer for that, 10 minutes. Number two, embrace silence and stillness. Embrace moments of silence and stillness as you wait on the Lord. Instead of filling the space with noise or distractions, allow yourself to simply be present with God. Listen for His voice in the quietness of your soul. Practice surrendering your worries, your fears, and anxieties to Him, trusting in His faithfulness and goodness. Number three, practice deep breathing and relaxation techniques during your day. Why not incorporate deep breathing exercises and relaxation techniques into your quiet time to help calm your mind and your body? Rest in a moment's time, reminding yourself of God's amazing strength in your life. Think about His names. That one gets me every time. His names. I could just camp out on His names, the many names of God, of Jesus. They're so powerful. Think about how He is the rock that you need to stand on, the refuge for all forms of busyness that constantly shout out to you and call your name. Repeat this action of breathing deeply. Just catch your breath several times during your day while you're focusing on God's presence and the peace that He offers you. Number four, engage in scripture meditation. Choose a passage of scripture or devotional reading to meditate on during your quiet time. Read the passage slowly, allowing God's word to penetrate your heart and mind. Reflect on its meaning and how it applies to your life. Consider journaling your thoughts and your insights as you listen for God's voice. And the last little tip or something you can do is to practice gratitude and thankfulness. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude by reflecting on God's blessings and faithfulness in your life. Take time to thank God for His provisions, His protection, and His love for you. Consider keeping a gratitude journal where you write down specific things you are thankful for each day. Focusing on gratitude can shift your perspective and bring peace and a kind of stillness to your heart. Reframe those distressing thoughts into more life-giving positive ones. The baby screaming, "I can't stand it," goes to, "I'm so grateful to have a baby in the first place." The pots are boiling goes to, "I'm so grateful my family has food to eat." "Ugh, I forgot to pay a bill," goes to, "I'm so grateful that forgetting isn't necessarily a deal breaker. I'll do better next month." You know, by incorporating these practical tips into your daily life, you can create space for stillness before the Lord and deepen your relationship with Him. Remember, stillness is not just the absence of noise. It's an intentional posture of your heart that opens you up to God's presence and His peace. Now, if you'd like to join me on a 7-day Be Still and Know God challenge, just click the link in the show notes. Together as a private group of people, of women on Facebook, you and I together will practice being still for 1 week. And that's going to look different to everybody. But hopefully this is going to jumpstart you and me both into a new way of doing life in this busy, busy world we live in. Won't you join me? It's free, no strings attached, just you, me, and our unending desire to seek God and listen to Him and focus most on that relationship. Now, the challenge starts Monday, February 26th. So you have like a little less than a week. Be sure to click the link to join. And until next time, you keep living your best thought life. God bless you. Dios primero y que Dios te bendiga. Ciao. 10. That's a wrap, Brain Changer. And listen, if you like what you hear, would you leave us a 1 to 2 sentence review at Apple Podcasts, share the link with a friend, or tag me on your share on social media? It would mean the world to me and would help us to keep shining the light of Christ and sharing the good news to others who are in need of encouragement. Please visit us on our website at choosetothink.co. That's with the number 2, choosetothink.co, to get on our monthly newsletter list. And if you need a guest speaker for your next women's retreat or church event, I'm your gal. Email me at choosetothink@gmail.com. And that's with the number 2, choosetothink@gmail.com. Finally, I offer limited free mentoring sessions each month where you and I can chat to help you develop a strategy for your thoughts in any area of your life. I'm a certified life coach and I have something to share. Visit choosetothink.co and click on mentoring for more details. Also, keep in mind that the messages on this show are for informational and educational purposes only. Please consult your medical doctor for all medical issues. Thank you again for tuning in. God bless you.